Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. This has been a topic of conversation since the New Orleans game. Is what is the healthy balance of Tajay Spears versus Derrick Henry? Now, Tajay Spears had more snaps than Derrick Henry in New Orleans. And Tim Kelly, in his media availability after that, kind of said, yeah, it was maybe, you know, a little bit, we would like to maybe see a little bit more of Derrick in a lot fewer words than he used. So against the Chargers, we saw a little bit more balanced. Maybe not balanced is fair. We saw a lot more Derrick than we saw Tajay Spears. Derrick Henry played 70-something percent of the snaps. Tajay Spears played about 30 to 40% of the snaps. But now there's this overwhelming sentiment of Tajay Spears maybe gives you a better chance to win. Like, I saw this tweet from Mike Herndon last night. It said, rookie running back Tajay Spears currently ranks fourth in the NFL in yards after contact per attempt, second in missed tackles forced per attempt, and second in PFF's elusiveness rating metric. Now,
and he did it in the preseason, too. Remember, the very similar stat categories, those were popping up in those games, too.
And he said, I actually think, this is Mike Herndon of PaulKaharski.com, I actually think that Tim Kelly swung too far the other direction this week with the Henry and Spears usage.
I saw that.
Thoughts?
All right, so D-Mace, I threw this out to you guys before the season started because I was foreseeing this, right? My thought is, the offense is trying to get to another level. Last year, they leaned heavily on Derrick Henry again. He led the league in carries, 349, and that was missing a game. He missed a game. Still led the league in carries, 349. So I gave you guys the over-under of 320. Just to put it in reference, 300 would be between 17 and 18 carries per game. So you have to put aside screen passes and some of the other things they do to get him some touches. Mm-hmm. So what is the right number? Like, I would argue that 17, 18 carries sounds pretty good to me in a perfect world. And the situations are going to dictate it, right? That some weeks it'll be more, some weeks less. But to me, right around 300 is a good number for me. It's not like he's not getting the ball if he's getting it 18 times a game. But how would you answer it?
Boy. Because people look at this and automatically they say, you know, well, the Titans won that game because they gave Derrick Henry the ball where he plays 75% of the time. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and argue with people because, you know, as much as you try to tell them that wasn't the case, they're going to say, well, the Titans got the win and last week they didn't get the win because Derrick Henry only got the ball X amount of times. Well, there were times last year where Derrick Henry didn't get the ball as much and they still won or they still lost. If he got the ball a lot. So to me, it's more than just that. They won that game last week because they played good enough defense and they hit on those big plays that they missed on the prior week. I don't know why people don't understand that. That in this game, it's a razor's edge between who wins and who loses.
You know, I'm going to trust them.
Talking to the left.
Because these games, they are so competitive and evenly matched that coaches will tell you, like, listen, whether it be hidden yardage on special teams or it's big plays that you don't make, those are in turnovers too, but those are the things that swing a game one way or another. The Titans made two huge plays in that game that ended up with touchdowns. It wasn't a Derrick Henry run. It wasn't a Derrick Henry just methodically moving the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. It was a pass to Treylon Burks, and it was a pass to Chris Moore that got them the touchdowns that ultimately ended up why they ended up winning the game. Derrick Henry playing more or less, to me, is not as big as this team capitalizing on opportunities that they have. Derrick Henry is going to play. John McClain, I listened to him this morning, and we have played a clip pretty soon here. That spot for Derrick Henry. Now, some games are going to be he's going to have more carries. He wants to grind out the clock. Derrick Henry, that's what he does. But for the most part, you want to be giving Derrick Henry in between that 17 to 20, 22, you know, touches per game, and allowing Tajay Spears to come in and be that change of pace back. The Titans' offense is faster and a little bit more explosive when Tajay Spears is on the field. I don't care if it's with Tajay Spears and Derrick Henry. Hell, put them both on the field at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But Tajay Spears is the guy that, as he continues to learn his offense, I saw it with my own two eyes with Ray Rice. We had Willis McGahee in the backfield, and Willis McGahee was a grinder. He was a guy, tough, big back like Derrick Henry. I'm not saying he was as good as Derrick Henry, but he had that ugly knee injury that kind of set his career back. Had he not had that, I think he would have been a prolific running back in this league. But even with him, I saw how the offense changed with Ray Rice in the game. It was a more explosive offense. I see the same thing with Tajay Spears. The problem people have is that you can't let go of something that's worked for you for the last 4 years, but it does seem like it's winding down a little bit, and people don't want to come to grips to that.
But is it not still working for you?
I don't know if it's still working or not. They're 1-1. If we get in the middle of the season, I'm not – listen.
See, my evidence – this is what I brought today. Uh-huh. When she asked that question in the first hour, I brought up he had 1,500 yards last year. Mm-hmm. And on the surface, you say, hey, he still can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't – it's not all about the yards. They averaged 17.5 points as an offense.
Exactly.
A lot of the analytics suggest he's not breaking as many tackles. He's not hitting the hole quite as quick. He's not getting as much yards after contact. All of these things that you just brought up, Spears is really grading well in. So it's not like he's not doing well, but like, how do you get the offense to the next level? To me, that's the question.
Yeah, and you get the offense to the next level is incorporating Tajay Spears more and more in the offense. We're going to see this. As long as this kid, regardless of if y'all like it or not, fans, if this kid continues to play the way he's been playing, Derrick Henry is going to lose touches. And it's going to be, as much as I hate to say it, it's going to be better for this offense. This offense has to come out of this reliance on Derrick Henry so much, because when it doesn't happen, now they're stuck.
You got nothing else.
You have nothing else. Now we got to try to drum up something different.
Well, and that's where Tajay Spears comes in.
And can it be better for Henry to get the ball a few less times? Can it be more efficient if he gets it a little bit less? And look, if he gets it 17 times a game, which is a lot less, that's 50 less carries over the course of the season, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's still plenty of touches.
Exactly.
Just give me better touches.
He's going to get his touches. It's how effective are his touches. And I get it, the whole, hey, listen, when he's on the field, defense may play a certain way, but a defense may not play a certain way. You know, it just depends on dining. There was time they didn't have nine in the box when he was on the field.
But there were times when they did.
Yeah, but there were –
Is he scaring them as much as he did in 2019 and 2020? I think there's a little less inclination.
Exactly. Anybody with a good running back, everybody in this league is taught from a defensive standpoint, make it one-dimensional. Force them to do just one thing. When you can get a team to do, I don't care if they're running, they have a middle-of-the-road running back. If I stack it up in the box and make you one-dimensional, I win as a defense. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans, regardless of who they play, the first thing that comes out of Vrabel's mouth, we got to stop the run. He didn't say who was in the backfield. He just said, we got to stop the run. Every other defense in the National Football League is the same, whether they're playing Derrick Henry or not. We must stop the run. We must dominate the line of scrimmage. Make them one-dimensional. We have a better shot at winning. So whether Derrick Henry is on the field or he's not, I guarantee you, say if Derrick Henry just didn't play a game this year, somehow, some way. Do you think teams are not going to put nine in the box?
With no Derrick Henry, nine? No, I don't.
Eight in the box?
I mean, but I think that what Willie
not too many teams are going to put nine in the box, because then you only got two people covering. The only time they're going to put nine in the box.
Afraid of Derrick Henry as much as they were, and I'm saying they still have to pay attention to him.
You paying attention and being scared of a guy is totally different. You better pay attention to Derrick Henry. You better put every now and then 8 men in the box. You ain't putting 9 men in the box because that only leave 2 guys to cover. And, you know, you better have 2 shutdown corners if you're going to do that. But if they put 8 in the box, they're going to put 8 in the box with Tajay Spears. If Tajay Spears continue to run the way he has been running, more teams are going to – I saw it with my own eyes. Ray Rice, teams wasn't putting 8 in the box at the beginning. But once that kid started running through those tackles, breaking runs, and being a highlight reel for us, let's creep that safety down just a little bit because this guy can run the football. Same thing with Tajay Spears. In about 3 more games, if he continues to do what he's doing, watch they creep that safety up in that box.
Let's continue the conversation coming up next because my question is all of this anticipatory or is this what the Titans need to do right now? And we'll get into that coming up next.
And I'm going to say goodbye to you guys today. It's the opening day of training camp for the Predators, so I'm headed over to the arena.
Hockey
for
season.
What we call Gladiator Days, where they do all the stuff for the Jumbotron and interviews and things like that. They'll be on this. We'll be out at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue tomorrow and Friday when the team takes the ice. And a quick shout out to the guys at Penalty Box Radio. That's the reopening of that show. Went away for a little bit. Now they're back. Alex Doherty and the guys getting it cranked up tonight at 7 here on 102.5 The Game.
Very excited to have Penalty Box Radio back on our airwaves. Willie, safe travels. Enjoy Gladiator Day, and we will continue our running back conversation. Coming up next, Caroline, Willie, D. Mace. We are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Do you believe the Titans are better effective, offensively if they get both Tajay Spears and Derrick Henry involved in the game? Because obviously Derrick's going to have the bulk of the carries. But in today's offense, you got to have that other back that can come in and get you some positive plays. And it seems like Tajay Spears is that guy that can get to those holes quicker, whereas Derrick Henry at this point of his career, he gets to him, but it's not as quick as he used to.
Yeah, here's what I feel like is brewing, and I don't want to regret saying this, but I feel like it. I'll be glad I said it if I still feel this way in 2 weeks. So here's what I think. Remember the conversation in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Who are we better off with? Who are we better off with? Is it Zeke? Is it Tony Pollard? Because, man, when Pollard comes in the game, it just looks like he's got fresh legs. It looks like he's faster. It looks like I do feel like you see that. Now, saying all of that, like we got to remember, like Ezekiel Elliott had like 22 touchdown rushes in his last 2 years in Dallas.
Right.
So, like, even though Tony Pollard, it was like, oh, golly, like, you kind of have to be blind not to see it. Like, it didn't mean that, like, they didn't need Zeke to be what Zeke was. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so, like, I think that there are times – and, look, I think that there have been times throughout Derrick Henry's career where I've watched him and I've thought – golly, like for a guy that big, man, it doesn't look like he's hitting it that fast or that hitting the hole that hard. And now I think some of that is just his build. I think some of that's his style. And I think that, you know, you've got to be comfortable with that. But yeah, I don't think there's any question that it looks different.
There you go. That was Tim Hasselbeck on our show yesterday. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. You know, D. Mace, when I heard him say that, I thought, what? Whoa, what you saying? You're calling Derrick Henry Ezekiel Elliott now. I don't like that. So when we make some of those comps, Tim is not the only one to have talked about Derrick Henry facing that inevitable downhill slope. It's going to come sooner or later. I just wonder how much of that discussion is truly anticipatory and how much of it is really, this is actually what we're seeing. Because, yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry is not the same running back that he was 4 years ago. But also, I feel like we all are talking about Derrick Henry like he is some old, decrepit, can't play the game anymore kind of back. And I don't think we're there yet.
No, we're not there yet. And those numbers are closer than what you think in regards to Zeke and Derrick Henry. I think in that span, Zeke is 400 or 500 yards behind Derrick Henry in regards to yardage in a like a 6 to 8 year span. Both of them are near. Obviously, Derrick Henry is on top. But I think it's a little bit of anticipating the potential or the anticipating the decline, or if you look at it from an analytical standpoint, which the Titans are getting more and more into, they do see sort of the decline in him. Again, in today's NFL, a good back with a good offensive line, and Derek hasn't had a good offensive line in a year. You know, last year because of injury, that offensive line was not good. Previous year, they were pretty good. In the previous year before that, they were stellar. This year, they're still trying to find their way. But I think once you look at all of the analytics, he is regressing as a back. He's still going to have his games where, you know, he, you know, turns out a 50-yard run, or he has over 100 yards or two touchdowns. But I think they're far between one another now. And you want to make sure in this situation, you want to make sure that, one, you have someone that can take some of the load off of him. And you want that person because toward the end of the season, you want to be able to lean on your veteran guys like a Derrick Henry. So you don't want to use them all up at the beginning of the season. And the last three or four games, you need him, and he's damn near worn out because you were not smart and you didn't use your other back who's capable of having really good games, who's capable of accelerating your offense. Well, the Titans understand that, and they know that. That's why what you saw in the first two games is sort of a snapshot of what we're going to see as the season goes. Again, there's going to be games where Derrick Henry gets 25 or 30 carries, but those games are going to be far and few between because the Titans, they know they got another back now. They know they got another guy that can run between the tackles, a guy that can get outside. This guy, like Derrick Henry did for them 5 years ago when they had DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray was slowing down just a tad bit. Derrick Henry came in. He was their microwave guy, so to speak. He was faster, stronger, more powerful than Murray was. And when he got to those holes, everybody felt it, and he got there quick. Now it's the reverse. He's DeMarco Murray. He's the guy. He's going to get you yardage. But when that other guy comes in, there's a total difference in what we do offensively. We look different as an offense. We look faster, quicker, more explosive with Tajay Spears in the game. Not taking anything away from Derrick Henry because, again, I've said this for the last 2 or 3 years. Derrick Henry's the best runner. Over the last 5 years, Derrick Henry has been the best runner of the football. But that doesn't mean even as the best runner, he's not declining some. And you want to make sure you maximize his ability toward the end of the season. You don't wear him out at the beginning, because if you wear him out at the beginning, at the end, if he's not doing what he's supposed to do, then everybody's saying, well, you ran Derrick Henry too much. You had Tajay Spears and you didn't give him the ball. Well, they want to make sure that doesn't happen. They want to make sure they have Derrick Henry as fresh as possible, because them making the playoffs is going to come down to the last 3 or 4 games of the season.
And hey, if there are those games where Derrick Henry gets the ball 25, 30 times because it's working, mm-hmm. and because he's running the ball well or they're utilizing play action, I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. If there are days where Derrick Henry gets the ball 10 times because that's just not working, they're going into the game with the game plan like it's going to be almost every single week of, look, we want to utilize play action, we want to run the football, and we want to try and get those X plays as much as we possibly can, like Vrabel calls them, the explosive big chunk plays, and that's just simply not working. And let's say Tajay Spears is working better, or they're throwing the football and they can dink and dunk it downfield and they don't need to rely on Derrick Henry. Like, I'm fine with that too. Overall, my number one point is, I want the Titans to do what they do best offensively.
And that's what they're doing.
And the bread and butter of that is Tannehill play action to Derrick Henry. And if Tajay Spears brings out another level of this run game, great. Perfect. Wonderful. We all want the same thing. We all want the Titans to win games.
Yeah, and listen, as the season goes, because if you don't believe that Tajay Spears is a home run hitter, then okay. That's what you believe. But the Titans don't believe that. Vrabel even said it. He said, hell, we block for the kid. We can see 40 yarders. Rip off. This guy has home run hitting ability.
Yeah.
He hasn't said that about any other back during the Derrick Henry era. And this is not because Derrick Henry is in the last year of his contract. This is because it's the truth. This is what they're doing. This is what they're seeing. It's the hard truth, and nobody wants to realize that the hard truth is this young kid is explosive. And the more and more he runs the way he has the last two games, the more and more we will see Tajay Spears in this offense, and the more and more it will help this offense. No shot to Derrick Henry. This is how the league goes. When they find a younger back or a younger player that can do your job but do it faster and more explosive, he may not have the resume of you. May not. But you know what? Right now, what he has, we need, and you don't have it anymore.
Where I think the Titans are at right now, where Derrick Henry is still effective, I don't want it to get misconstrued that it has to be an either-or game. Mm-hmm. That it has to be your team, Derrick, and I'm team Tajay. Like, I don't think that it needs to be that. I feel like it's gotten to that conversation, especially like on social media. Mm-hmm. They need to play Tajay more. They need to play Derrick more. I think that you just need to do what's best for your football.
Just put your playmakers out there.
Just put your playmakers out there. And if having Derrick out there makes Tajay better, great. Then throw him out there. If Tajay out there makes Derrick better, then great. Throw him out there. Yeah. I mean, right now you've got two good, effective backs. Let's relish in that.
Yeah.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's get your thoughts on this coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace. Hey, tune into 1025 and 1063, the game this Saturday for Vanderbilt football. The Commodores will kick off at 11 a.m. at home against Kentucky with pregame beginning at 9:30 a.m. You can hear all the coverage on the 1025 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. I will be there at Vanderbilt Stadium, and I am very, woo-hoo, very excited about it. Mm-hmm. Anchor down, baby.
Anchor down, or whatever they say now over on West End. I don't know. Do they still say anchor down?
I thought so. Well, if not,
I guess
we're about to find
anchor
out
up
on Saturday. Yeah, anchor up. I'm excited. It should be fun. It should be a good day. But let's get into your thoughts, because D-Mace and I have been breaking down, I think, the question that we've been asking ourselves since week one. What's the healthy balance of Tajay Spears and Derrick Henry? Look, I say whatever helps the football team. And maybe that's a cop-out. Like, maybe that's a totally unfair answer, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. Whatever helps your team win that particular game, then you do it. I don't want this, and you said it perfectly, Caroline, before the break. This shouldn't be a team Spears or a team Henry. If you're for the Titans, it should be a whatever works for this team, do it.
It's also exactly what Derrick has said.
Exactly. Whatever works for this team, do it. That's what you need to do. So I don't want this to be, you know, no, I'm pro Derrick or I'm pro Spears. My thing is, I don't care if you have both of the backs on the field at the same time.
I think that's preferable.
You know, whatever's working for the team, whatever works for the team, whatever makes this team more explosive, whatever makes this team faster and quicker, then that's what you do. If it means having Spears in the game more against the Browns, then you do it. If it means having both of them in the game at the same time more, then you do it against the Browns. If it means having Derrick Henry in the game more, then that's what you do. Everything is predicated on winning football games. That's it.
Ramal texts in. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCanada.com. Says, Derrick has not slowed down yet. The coaches are taking carries from him. And he always starts slow like this. The offensive line is weak. I do wonder how much of an aspect the offensive line is in all of this.
How many yards is Tajay Spears averaging? How many yards is he averaging?
Averaging? Yeah. Oh, I don't know how many.
He's averaging 6.1 yards a carry. Offensive line isn't good, but if I'm averaging 6.1 yards a carry, I am making an average I am making an average to below average offensive line look better. I'm helping them out. And people, listen to this. The Titans understand that. How do you help a struggling offensive line out? You get somebody in there quicker and faster that can hit holes. Not taking anything away from Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. He's still going to be there. He's still going to run the ball. But to help these guys, this offensive line, put somebody in there that can get to those holes a little bit quicker. Even during the game, the announcers were like, man, Spears is getting to the hole quicker. He gets there quicker.
He's twitchy.
Exactly. When that hole opens and closes, people, watch it from an offensive line standpoint. Stop looking at everything else. This Sunday, when you're watching the Browns game, don't look at anything else but the offensive line and the run. That's all. Even on pass plays, just look at what the offensive line is doing. You will find that when Tajay Spears is in the game, he gets to those holes quicker because they're going to close quicker because his offensive line is still trying to figure things out. And now that Peter's not going to play for another game, oh my goodness, it's going to be one of these things over and over again until they sort of get it right. I need someone in there that can get to the hole a little bit quicker because I know that that hole closes a lot quicker because this offensive line isn't as good as we want it to be. Bring in Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry will push the pile, but Tajay Spears gets through the pile, and he pushes it at times. So do you want somebody that can push the pile, or do you want somebody that can get through it? I want somebody that can get through it. Not to say Derrick can't, but this kid has shown he can. Mm-hmm. So why not put him on the field? It's all about putting playmakers on the field. I don't care where you put him. You can line him up at wide receiver. Take one of the wide receivers out. Line him up. I don't care. Have him on the field. He's a playmaker. Have him with Derrick Henry. I don't care. As long as he's on the field, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
It could be with Derrick Henry. It could be without him. I don't care.
And I think another thing that I want to add to that, too, is situations that Derrick Henry is on the field and then he's asked to run the football. Because if it's second and two and you pick up 2 yards, great, Derrick Henry did his job. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't do much for your yards per carry average, but that is, you know, you bring him in for that reason, is because he's so big and can push the pile and get you those 2 yards.
But what happens when it's second and two and Tajay Spears in there and he gets you 10 yards?
I mean,
that's what you
also
want.
Also a positive thing.
That's what you want.
More yards
that's what
anyway.
You want. I want the two. Derrick can give me the two. I know that. Tajay Spears can get me the two. I know that. But I want two plus. Derrick, a lot did that for us in the past. And I'm not saying that he can't do it now. But consistently, it's not happening. It showed up in the first two games. Consistently, it doesn't happen. Okay? And Tajay Spears, for whatever reason, seems to benefit more. Well, the Titans offense from a run standpoint per carry benefits more when Tajay Spears has the ball in his hands. It's a hard truth, people. I understand that. But it's not taking anything away from Derrick Henry. I've seen all the great backs throughout history, at least the last 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. It all comes to an end or slowly comes to an end. And it doesn't mean that the guy still can't give it to you, you know, out of 16, 17, 18 games. He can't give it to you 10 times, you know, in 10 games. But what about those other eight? We need that other guy that can come in there and get it for us. And we have it in Tajay Spears. So why not use it?
Caleb and Gallatin texts in on the defense. Mm-hmm. The news that Christian Fulton is back out on the practice field says, when the Browns look at our injury report and see that Fulton will play, how much of an emphasis would the Browns make it to throw it Fulton's way, hoping that his hamstring isn't fully healthy?
Oh, we're going at him. We're going at him. And the first play might be a go route.
You think it was a coincidence that Justin Herbert threw Trey Avery's way?
Exactly.
On every single pass
Absolutely.
Play?
Absolutely. And mark my words, if Fulton is out there, don't be surprised, unless the defense dictate them not throwing the ball deep. Don't be surprised if they line up and go deep shot first play of the game. I want to test that hamstring of yours, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
I want to test that hamstring of yours. I'm about to run a go route, and let me see if you can run with me. If you can, okay, we're going to run another one. Because we're going to loosen that hamstring up a little bit. And hopefully you had to lead the game after the third one we run. But offensive coordinators, that's how they operate. I got a wounded player over here. Let's go at him and see if he can hold up. I'm just telling you what Defenses do it. Offenses do it. I remember, you know, when I broke my scapula and tore my rotator cuff and everything, we played the Titans in the playoffs. Was it the playoffs? It might have been the playoffs. Or, yeah, it was the playoffs that year. And I was told, like, a year later, or probably was a little bit more than that, that they were told, like, listen, he's injured. Go at him. Pull his arm. You know, tug on him. Do whatever you do. See how long he's staying in the game. Because I know he's hurt already. Mm-hmm. It's just a strategy. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Because if I got a defensive back and I know he's hurt, I'm going at him to get him off the field or get big plays on him. So defenses are going to go at you as an offensive player if you're a hobble. Don't be surprised again if Cleveland goes after Fulton right away.
Mike is coming for you.
Mike, I like it. Mike. I like when people come for me.
Mike says, D-Mace, you are talking out the side of your neck. Mm-hmm. Tajay Spears only plays well because Derrick Henry is out there.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with that. But
I do have to say, Tajay Spears looked pretty good at Tulane without Derrick Henry out there.
Yeah, he looked good. Tulane looked good in preseason. Hell, he looked good when Derrick Henry went out there. But
I know this isn't Tulane.
I'm not going to argue with that, okay?
But my thing is, if you want to put Derrick Henry out there and let the defense load the box and then hand the ball off to Tajay Spears and he pops off for 15, great. Wonderful. If he pops off for 15 without Derrick Henry, great. If Derrick Henry pops off for a long run, a Derrick Henry run without Tajay Spears, with Tajay Spears, then great. It's wonderful.
That means we got two backs.
Get your best playmaker out of the field.
Hey, by the way, Caroline, was Derrick Henry out there on every play Tajay Spears was out there, and he's averaging over 6 yards per carry, was he?
And vice versa.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, right.
I mean, that answers his question right there.
K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly. That's what, hey, listen, whatever's working, Derrick Henry, as much, he's a true competitor. And Derrick Henry will go down as, and he's already is, one of the greatest Titans to ever put on a uniform. But even he knows, like, listen, we got a kid here that can play. He's going to help me because, you know, again, you know what the Titans are going to do toward the last 4 or 5 games of the season? They're going to ride Derrick Henry.
Of course they are.
Why? Because it's getting later in the season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's tired. Nobody wants to tackle the big fella. Then that's when you ride. That's when you give him the 25 carries, 30 carries. And that's when you slow the game down. Right now, listen, both of these guys need to be in there because they both give you an ability to move the ball down the field. Tajay gives you the ability that he can be a home run hitter. Your head coach said to people, hey, if they block for the kid, he can get 40 yards down the field.
What did you make of Paul Kaharsky's article? Headline, will Titans Tajay Spears hinder Derrick Henry's path to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I think it's too early for all that. I understand where Paul is coming from because we can't say that, you know, even without Tajay Spears, you know, he would be an automatic Hall of Famer anyway. But I think the thing that helped Derrick Henry and this was said on Chase and Joe's show, that he didn't have a huge workload at the beginning. It was DeMarco Murray's show. He didn't have a huge workload. And then that year where he was hurt, the bulk of the season, didn't have a huge workload. So you don't have as many carries on his back. If Derrick Henry's going to get to the Hall of Fame, or if he's not going to get to the Hall of Fame, it's not predicated on Tajay Spears whatsoever. The kid has done enough to warrant considerable talk for a Hall of Fame once he retires. He's done things that other backs have not done, even the great ones. So I don't think – this is just my opinion. And you know, Paul put up stats and everything else to back what he was saying. And it's right. The stats are right. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's just too early one. And – to me, hell, he's done enough in his career to warrant a serious consideration for Hall of Fame, but he does have to get over that 10,000 yards. He has to get 10, maybe possibly even 11,000 yards. And I don't think having Tajay Spears is going to hamper that.
have two things that would solidify him in the Hall of Fame is one, a Super Bowl, and two, another 2,000-yard season. I don't think any of those things are going to happen, and it's not because of Tajay Spears.
Exactly.
All right, coming up next. I think Tennessee is the most extension-happy athletic department that I've ever seen in my whole entire life, and I don't get it. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie DeMays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline Willie DeMays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And the Game Nashville app. I have something very important that I want to tell everybody, and that is that this week's Nashville's best deal is Campione's Taste of Chicago, located at 401 Long Hollow Pike in Goodlettsville. Campione's is a family-owned, award-winning restaurant for the Sumner County's best Italian dining and lunch spot. So try one of their Chicago-style hot dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, lasagna, homemade pasta, and so much more. Get a half off a $20 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals. While supplies last. Also, you can tune into 102.5 and 106.3 The Game this Saturday at 6 p.m. for our college football game of the week, Arkansas versus LSU, presented by Twin Peaks. So take your tailgate to Twin Peaks for scenic views of all of the hottest college football games across the country. So did you see what Tennessee did yesterday, D-Mace?
Yeah, the whole extension with Rick Barnes.
They gave Rick Barnes a one-year extension.
Oh, 1 year.
One-year extension through the 2028 season. My question is, why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why only 1 year?
But if you're going to extend him by 1 year, why extend him at all? Like, okay, first of all, one, Rick Barnes is a good coach. Like, I am not going to deny that in the slightest, but Rick Barnes is a great coach in January. Mm-hmm. Like, Santa owns December, Rick Barnes owns January. Rick Barnes has underachieved in March, maybe top five coaches, just based off of the talent that he always has, mm-hmm. the hype that his teams always have, and rightfully so. They have such good talent on those Tennessee teams. I mean, Rick Barnes can recruit maybe one of the best coaches in college basketball, but he never does anything with it. So he gets an extension. And you've still got the 2024 season, 23-24, the 2025 season, the 2026 season, and the 2027 season. You got 4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years! And you give them an extension 4 years in advance?
Yeah, it's, they must really like Rick Barnes. And again, Rick Barnes is a...
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy, great ambassador for the university, really good coach, but, you know... He's been coaching, 40-something years, somewhere around there. I don't know. It's a long time.
Long time.
But he's only been past the Sweet 16 7 times.
It's been to one Final Four, and it's been 20 years.
Yeah. And he's had some really good teams at UT. I mean, some really good teams.
At both UTs.
Yes.
He had Kevin Durant
exactly.
at Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, you mean you're both UTs. I was thinking UT Knoxville. But you're right. Texas, he had some good teams, too.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just like everything, you know. I'm not gonna say the devil, but the angel you know or the angel you don't know, okay? Because Rick seems to be a good guy, so I'm not gonna say the devil you know or the devil you don't know. He's so the angel guy. You know, the angel you don't know. Well, they know Rick Barnes. I'm sure everyone at the university loves him, a fixture in the community. He's a good coach. He's always gonna have you competitive, but he hasn't done. What other coaches have done is get his team, coaches that we consider great coaches, really, really good coaches, the great coaches. He hadn't got his team past the Sweet 16. He hasn't got any of his UT Knoxville teams past the Sweet 16, I don't believe.
Has he not?
Let me see. I was just looking at this. He may have gotten them once.
There was an Elite Eight team in there.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No, they have not since he's been at UT. The year that they had the really good team was 18. They lost to Iowa.
Admiral Schofield.
Yeah. And I was so mad at, was it Schofield?
Grant Williams was on that
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I was mad at Schofield for not going back on the court mm-hmm. when you are the best player and you tell the coach, no, let somebody else go in. The competitive fire is not there. I don't want you no part of my team. Because if you are a great player, which he was for UT.
Yeah.
and he wasn't in there on that last play, I got a problem with that.
That was his best game.
Exactly. But he hasn't. Not that I'm looking. I'm looking at it. Since 2015, they have not been past the Sweet 16. Even last year, they had a good team. Didn't get past the Sweet 16. So, again, he's a good coach. You got to remember the COVID year. They suspended everything.
Yeah.
So right when the tournament was getting ready to get started, they canceled SEC the tournament, they canceled everything. Mm-hmm. So you got to throw that one out the window. But yes, he's gotten his teams to the tournament. Yes, he's won games in the tournament. But he has had teams twice that had the potential to be Elite Eight, Final Four teams, and he couldn't get them there.
One texter says, "You are so off on this take. Do you want him fired?"
I don't want him fired. No.
But there's a difference. There's a big gap between extension mm-hmm. and fired.
Yes.
You have 4 years to decide if you would like to extend mm-hmm. Rick Barnes or move on from Rick Barnes. Allow yourself to have some of those years to see if Rick Barnes can get you further. And if you're good with where you're at in those next couple of years and you like the momentum of the program, then you can extend him.
I think people have selective hearing. I know I'm getting old, okay? And I know sometimes my kids tell me all the time, "Dad, you forgetting stuff." Like, yeah, we just did, and I get it. But did we say we wanted him fired?
No.
We were just trying to figure, like, why just give him a one-year extension? And he has 3 or 4 years left on his his contract. Like, is he telling y'all that, give me 1 year, that'll be my last year, that's why you gave him the extension?
And maybe they're going to let him go off
yes,
on his own
maybe
terms.
They do that. I don't know, but I'm not asking for him to be fired. No, he's a good coach.
And several texters have said, well, Rick Barnes has kept us relevant. But at what point is that not good enough?
Do you want to win? Do you want to be relevant, or you want to win championships? Which one you want to be? Because if you want to be relevant, then okay,
you
fine.
Want to win championships. Exactly. And I have never doubted that Rick Barnes is a hell of a coach, because mm-hmm. he is. But I know Tennessee fans, and I know that Tennessee fans want to win championships and want to be better than just relevant.
Exactly.
In every sport, basketball, football included, baseball included. So at what point is it just not enough?
Exactly. Again, we're not asking for Rick Barnes to be fired. We did not say that, but we're just curious why, with what, 3 years left on his contract?
Four seasons
left on his contract. You add just one more season.
Odd.
It's just odd. We're not asking for firing. He's a good coach, but that's just odd.
Strange. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Stillman and Company is up next.
Be love and love on your people. Peace.